I guess that's the end of the song. I was a little unready for that. Let's see what's the next song?
If you're gonna get, kind of dirty. Okay, good. Okay, you went with the. If you're gonna give the. I'm like, oh, we're not getting like Chris Brown fucking shit. Yeah, we're not doing that now. Not the sexy shit.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Nerd Radio, your national Nerd Net Radio Direct. Episode 2 of the Nick and Nate Show. That's right. That's right. It's Nick and Nate. Nick and Nate. It's always great with Nick and Nate. Nick and Nate.
I'm Nate. That's never been like the official thing, but I'm just making it that just because it reminds me of the which if
you are so far off to the right, can we center you a little
bit? I'm usually more conservative. Yeah. Or no, I'm usually more in the middle. No, fuck that. No. Let me see if I can fix. Oh, there's my Sonic, the illustrious Sonic cup. That was there earlier. Is that better?
Yes, that's a little better, yeah. Okay. Well, also cool. I'm like I the way I have my laptop set up is a lot different than you. Well, I'm always a lot closer, so I'm taking up a huge chunk, and we get to see more of you. If I'd have to sit back like right about here for me to be like you, and then by then I'm like two full hand lengths away from the microphone, and I don't like it. I don't know how you do.
I feel like this is the best. And correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like this is the best camera angle because I could easily, and don't mind a messy room. I work in here. I feel like that fucking side angle just looks a lot better than that. It's like, hi guys, I'm here to do a podcast. Hi, we're here to do a podcast.
But it's too direct, so we get all the reflections from your glass. No, I agree. Exactly. I agree.
Yeah. Okay. So now that we've gotten that taken care of.
Now that we got that out of the way, let's talk about WandaVision. Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, there was a TikTok I saw that made me laugh. There's a sound there's like a trend that's like, boom, no more Fortnite. I don't fucking know what it's from. I don't know if it's a video, but it's like this girl is like getting up. It's like waking up Friday morning and she's like, I'm going to the living room to get my serotonin. And then like she gets there. It's like March 12th. It's like, oh. but we do have some updates as far as Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Right. Yeah.
So. That is at least giving me solace that, oh, fuck, we're not getting that today.
Yeah. I mean, the 19th cannot come quick enough because it's like now that I've had that drip feed, which I don't know if you've noticed it, but at least on Netflix, there's this, I want to say it might be a Korean show or it might be a Chinese show. I'm not 100% sure, but I saw new episodes weekly and I'm like, oh, is Netflix going to start doing it? Are they gonna jump the shark or whatever you want to call it? And then are they gonna finally start doing weekly or whatever? I do believe we've talked about this in the past, so sorry for the repeat, everybody. I do believe there are certain shows that are just so bingeable, but also like I do believe that they should at least try it out because the conversation lasts so much longer when you have it week to week. We literally for 9 weeks, obviously. So for 2 months, essentially, we were talking about nothing but WandaVision. You know, that's all we could talk about because there's just so much going on in each episode. And so now here we go. We're going to have the same thing with Winter Soldier. And then what's the next Netflix thing to even get excited about? You know, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Jesus, man. Jesus.
Yeah. I'm in the ocean. See, I think it's because.
Baby, like, you're a firework. Come on, show him well.
Okay, now I'm in my living room, which is not my living room. I fucking wish it was. oh, there's a cat. That's perfect. That's perfect.
All right.
There's been. I've really enjoyed what they've. I feel like Disney and Marvel are doing all of their marketing right as far as the way they're doing releases. Because I saw today on Disney Plus, they have that like Making the Magic Mandalorian style documentary thing about WandaVision, and it's its own show. So I think it's going to be for each Marvel show, like they'll put there.
Yeah.
But all of the like now that it's aired, all the questions getting answered for the most part. Mm-hmm. You know, they're talking about the whole thing with Pietro, with Evan Peters, like, which I still don't believe. There's absolutely no fucking way. Which also, if you haven't seen WandaVision, yeah, whatever. But you should have at this point,
right?
There's no fucking way that they brought the other Quicksilver into the show and that not mean anything whatsoever. Like, I don't believe it was just oh, his name was Ralph Boner, you know? Right.
Yeah, there was one thing I saw, I can't remember where it was, but it basically said that, like, they could only have Evan Peters because it's the only person that somebody could see as Quicksilver, and so that went along with how Wanda was feeling, is that he's the only person who she could have seen. And I'm like, that's an interesting explanation, but I'm not buying it.
That's definitely bullshit. And I think that they know it's bullshit, and I don't think they care. We're all smart.
Right? We're all smart. We went to community college.
First semester.
One semester. And now it's like, I'm better than this, okay? Somebody in community college, we're just kidding. Community college is very important. Just didn't work out for me at all. So I went to Carrington College. It was probably one of the worst experiences I've ever had. I'll admit, 100%, it might have been me. There is a 90% chance that it was me, but then there's a
70% chance that it's already raining.
But I had such a horrible time there. My teacher, so the first teacher I had, she was just a grade A bitch. And like, she even had this whole speech, like, patented or whatever, like, ready in her back pocket, where she's like, you know, people call me a bitch and, you know, that's fine. And like, it's one thing that... It's one thing to be a bitch. It's another thing to, like, be okay being called a bitch. It's like, you're okay with that? Like, you know, I don't care because it's the way I am, or it's how I do things. And literally, there was this one time, it wasn't me, but I definitely wanted it to be me. But no, somebody complained to her about the way she answers questions. Because you'll ask her a question and she'll kind of roll her eyes at you. And she literally came up, this is no joke, this is such a schoolyard excuse. She came up with the excuse of, well, you know, I'm looking in my brain to see the answer. And it's like, do you think we're stupid? Do you think, you know, literally kindergartners? Like,
yeah. No. Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, if she's like, I know people call me a bitch, you're probably a bitch if you know people call you that.
If you know that people call you a bitch, yeah, you're a fucking bitch. But why be proud of it? Like, there's one thing, like, women owning the word. You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, I'm a bitch. Yo, a bitch. Yo, my bitch. And, you know, it's one thing girls owning the word. And it's a whole nother thing to own that part of the word that's derogatory.
Yeah.
You know, there's such thing as a bad bitch. You know what I mean? Like, but then to be a bad bitch, but in the derogatory sense of the word, to be okay with that is like, I don't know.
I just had one of those moments where I'm sitting there going, where the fuck did we get to where we were talking about the definition and the differences between a bad bitch
and a bitch? But that was my first teacher. My second teacher didn't know what the fuck she was doing. She was fucking clueless. And that was really, she was also a really fucking old lady. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to be ageist, but there was one portion of the class that was like 99% of it. Well, no, I guess it was 50 because most of the classroom was in, you know, the book part. And then we would switch halfway through the day to the lab part. Right. So 50% of it, but 100% of that 50%, 100% of that 50% was on a computer and she didn't know shit. I literally went around to everybody and helped them with their problems because they were having problems with the software and I knew what the fuck I was doing. And yet it got to the point where there was literally points where she would call me over to help out. And I'm like, And there was several times that she would try to walk away and be like, no, just in case you need.
Yeah, you need to know.
Just fucking sit here and watch me do it so that you can do it later, okay? Don't fucking walk away because you're like, I did a good job.
I did a good thing. I did job good.
Yeah, that's the thing with teachers. I really only had. So I basically went to community college twice, back to the beginning of this conversation. So when I graduated high school, I went to TJC's, the Tyler Junior College.
Mm-hmm.
This is when I still lived back home. And so I moved up there. I didn't have any friends that were in that area. I tried to make some, but, you know, kind of being the lonely, awkward kid, as you know, always am. I wasn't making as many friends, so it's kind of one of those. It was a multiple factor thing, but mm-hmm. I went there for game design. So my first courses were the actual core things. Like I wasn't taking math or English. I was taking, you know, graphic design classes, art classes, you know, and 3D model and rendering. I really did enjoy that. But I also had a programming class, which is immediately when I figured out game design is not for me. I looked at that coding. I was like, I don't know how to fucking do this. Mm-hmm. So that sucks because I feel like coding, you know, could take me, but like, I'm not good with math or numbers. But I left basically within the first month. I had this window. Yeah. And so I came back home and started working. Mm-hmm. And then I went to, my 3D model renderer teacher was, I thought it was cool. He used to work for THQ and a couple other like game companies. So that was, you know, interesting. But later on, I went to a different school and I did a full semester of that to get my degree to be a history teacher.
Oh, interesting.
So that did, over the course of the past few years, I went from looking at going to the Air Force, looking at going to the police academy, mm-hmm. looking at being a history teacher,
right,
and then moved and then started working for the security job I had, and then was like, oh, okay, well, let me go to school for game design. So, or not game design, audio production. So that's been the only thing that's been consistent so far. But
right.
But anyway, I had one teacher that she was the speech teacher. And I've noticed with speech teachers, they all have that like attitude of, man, they just, we know this is a bullshit class. Like just, but this one, I mean, she actually was teaching when it comes to that. But the memory I have is, so I live in Texas, for anyone
Texas
watching.
Texas ass? I mean.
Texas ass. And I do have my LTC, my license to carry. So I got that whenever I turned 21. And
as it required, yes.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, I live in Idaho. It's not any better.
And so one of the things that was a big topic, because it was kind of around that same time for me, was campus carry. So I knew that the college that I was going to, because it was on campus, right, that they allowed it. But I knew most of the kids that were in this class didn't have any idea. So I did my final speech on concealed carry and basically told them, hey, I carry this to school with me. So it was kind of one of those nerve-wracking things. I'm like,
yeah,
you're either gonna, but I was very happy because a lot of people were super curious. Like after the class ended, they were like, so tell me about this. And I'm like,
tell me more. Like, does she have a car?
Does she look like a bitch? Or I don't remember what the joke of that one was.
Bitch. She's a bad bitch.
But yeah, no, very, very interesting. I don't have a lot of other memories from that period.
Yeah. I mean, getting kind of back to what I was saying as well, like I went, I hated it, and I actually quit once, but it was more for medical reasons. It was right around the same time that I was having back mm-hmm. issues and everything. But then I wanted to quit every fucking week. I wanted to just, I'm done with this. I'm over this. Like, I just couldn't take it anymore every freaking week. And there is this part of me that was like, no, it's going to be worth it. It's going to be, it's all going to work out in the end. Mm. Okay. So keep in mind that was 2013, 2014, something like that. It's now 2021. I'm not a medical assistant. I never even came close to becoming a medical assistant. The people who were supposed to help me find a job never really tried. And when they did call me up, it was like at the most inopportune moment. So they're like, are you still looking? And I'm like, well, yeah, but like, it was horrible. It was absolutely, it was, like I said, it was the worst experience. So honestly, I wish I would have done what you did, which was go for like a month or two and then quit, because now I still technically, you know, have to, well, not technically, I still have to pay off student loans. And it's for something that I'm literally never going to, you know, people always talk about, oh, I'm never going to use this. No, I am literally never going to fucking use this. But yet I spent so much time. I spent over a year at that place, a year of my life going to classes. You know, there is a certain degree of like, I'm proud of myself, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, because I did get through it. But at the same time, it's just, well, I'm not doing anything with it. And even then, right around the same time that I was getting done is when I found out that I was going to have a kid. And anybody who's been here for, you know, a minute will know that the whole story of ThreadX reproduction started when I found out I was going to have a kid. And that... pretty much. So I was getting done studying how to become, you know, a medical assistant when I found out. And so, yeah, I basically realized, yeah, I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. I don't want to be sticking people with needles. I definitely don't want to take the chance of getting a job where I have to like clean someone's asshole. Like,
yeah,
respect. 1000% respect to anybody who does that as a living, because it is quite literally a shit job, but you do it anyways. So respect to anybody who could put themselves through that. I am in no way discouraging or
put some respect in it.
Yeah. But me personally, just, I never wanted to even chance it. So like when they would bring up a retirement home, I'm like, oh no. Like, or if I'd be on the web and there'd be a retirement home, I'm just like, I don't know if I can do it. I just don't know if I can put myself through some stranger. I mean, they wouldn't be a stranger for long, but some stranger.
No, you get really acquainted real fucking fast.
Really fucking fast. And it's just like, that is not for me. You know, not saying that the people who do it, that it is for them, because it's probably not for them either. But they probably have a better stomach than me. They probably have a better constitution than me.
And don't mind old people fucking consistently.
Yeah. Oh God.
That's one of those you forget about.
Way to bring it around.
Bring it around town. So yeah, well, that's one of those that you want to forget, and it's now you can't. It's like, yeah, that is a true thing, that old people fuck a lot.
Yeah. They don't have anything to do. They are the
makes sense.
They are quarantined, but for the rest of their life, because they're just stuck in a place and they're just like, well, what now? Well, yeah, my penis is kind of doing something weird. Anyways, so we started with college, then we went this to bad where, bitches, yes, and then we and went to old people fucking.
Yes. So, yeah, this is starting to become the trend of the Nick and Nate show. We talked about, you know, sister incest last week, and now we're talking about old people fucking. So we really brought it around.
Oh, man.
I think it's about time for a music break on
that one. Why not? Why not? We'll go to a nice music break, and when when we come back, we'll start getting into what have we been playing, what have we been watching, all that good stuff. All right? Okay. That's why they're trying to act up. Every time they're trying to catch up. And we're back. How's it going, everybody?
From outer space.
Yes. That last song is an interesting song, because it's like he actually talks about like COVID or whatever. I think my favorite is still I don't think it was like a mainstream song. I think it was on like YouTube and then it got picked up or whatever. But it's like low key fuck 2020.
Yeah. Yeah. That one was real, real fucking popular. There's another artist who has come up from TikTok within this past year too, named I don't know how he pronounces last name, but he has that song. Like if you hear it, you're like, oh, okay. But the one I really enjoy is called Drugs.
Oh God.
Well, no, it's like
you really degenerate.
It's really catchy. It's like, sometimes I do drugs, not hard ones, just ones that change my. It's like a really good, like catchy.
Oh, I know that one. Yeah.
So he's come up from TikTok from 2020. So it's one of those it's been cool to see like a lot of this music and this like homegrown music come up and really kind of flood the market. Yeah. Or flood the industry.
Yeah. So thank you for sticking with us after the grandpa and grandma sex. But also after us switching the name once again, you guys are still listening in. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate it. You know, we've said it before. You guys inspire us to keep going. And
you guys.
We're excited to keep this going. I think Nick and Nate is probably the most Nick and Nate show that you can get.
It's because it's Nick and fucking Nate. I mean, it's.
And in fact, I would challenge any other Nick and Nate show to be more Nick and Nate than the Nick and Nate show. So, I mean, I challenge. Go find me a Nick and Nate show that is more Nick and Nate than Nick and Nate show.
Nick and Nate.
Yeah. Speaking of Nick and Nate, video games, we like those.
Yes, we do. We do like those.
Well, what have you been up to lately?
I'm in a fucking gaming rut, honestly.
What?
Honestly, yes, I am.
So is the world.
Yeah, well, I really don't know. I think because that was a bottle cap, that if you're wondering what that noise was. Like I said last week, it's been a couple weeks since I platinum Ghost of Tsushima, and that was what I was dedicating all my time to.
Right? And so now you're like, well, what the fuck now?
Well, yeah, that's the thing, is like, because I got Cyberpunk, but Cyberpunk is so much.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a lot. So it's like, it's a lot to take in. And
that's what she said.
But it's like Doom Eternal, I didn't finish, and there's so much DLC that's coming to it. But it's like I don't want to stress myself out and like try to bash my head, and like I want to enjoy something. And I got the Lego Marvel Avengers game, and because when I bought it, I was like, I'm in the mood to play just something like something that's familiar, collect on. That's all I want. But it's like I don't know, maybe because I've seen these movies so many times, it's so fucking boring playing through these missions, and I'm like, I'm like, damn. But I mean, if it ends up being an $8 platinum, whatever, I've already spent the money, I'm not gonna refund for it, but but like I don't know what to play, because I don't really want to play Control until I get a PS5, because it already had some of the kind of those chugging issues on PS4 Pro. But I think I told you this, I don't remember. At work, I work for a call center. I work in sales, so obviously they'll do incentives where, you know, we sell specific products, you know, they'll do giveaways. So there was a giveaway for first prize was an Oculus Quest 2. Other one was the Amazon Fire tablet. And then I don't remember. It was a projector was the third one. Mm-hmm. Well, I came back from lunch whenever they were announcing the winners, and they were like, congrats, Nate. I'm like, what did I win? I didn't know we were winning anything because I forgot about it. And they're like, I won an Amazon Fire tablet, which I was like, OK, cool. And my coworker won the Oculus Quest 2, who's on my team. And I'm like, ooh. And so my other buddy goes, hey, you should message her and see if she wants to trade the tablet for the Quest, because she's got kids. And I was like, hey, do you want to trade? And she goes, no, I have 5 tablets. But can I use this for, like, can my kids use this? We're like, no, like they've got to be at least 13. She's like, well, I said, hey, I'll buy it off you. So with the STEMI money that's coming in, thank you, U.S. government. She's selling it to me for $200.
Nice.
And so I'm so fucking stoked, because I saw some gameplay of Superhot VR. It is incredible how much better it looks on there than it does the PSVR.
Mm-hmm.
And totally wireless.
Mm-hmm.
Totally wireless. And I'm just like, oh, that's the thing I'm looking forward to the most is really experiencing that. The thing I hate, though, is having to buy the games again. Because almost all the Oculus games are about $30.
Yeah.
And there are certain games like Boneworks that I'll have to play via, to my computer, which I have to fix. So it's kind of one of those. I'm probably just going to buy Superhot and maybe
Superhot.
Super. Maybe something else like Beat Saber.
Mm-hmm.
But I just can't really find anything to play. Nothing is scratching that itch.
For a long time, we haven't seen anything from PSVR. And, I mean, I guess rightfully so, because obviously they're trying to focus on PlayStation 5. Then, hey, guys, what about this thing that you spent extra money on? So, like, I get it to a certain extent, but at the same time, for the people who do have a PSVR, it's just, like, nothing's coming out. They announced, like, 6 games last week, I think. And one of them, no doubt, looks like a Left 4 Dead, but with VR or whatever. And I'm like...
Oh, I did try that. I did try Killing Floor Immersion.
Oh, yeah? Did you like it?
Yes and no. It has nothing to do with the game.
Oh, okay.
It has to do with the PSVR itself. Like, I had some technical issues that I just weren't really working like with the camera placement. Mm-hmm. So... I'm trying not to let that ruin the experience of the game, but I mean, the freedom that you got, like, as far as like you could, you know, you can't actually move your fingers, but like you, with the triggers, you move your fingers and like throwing knives, like only games that I've really played in VR are Superhot, Beat Saber. And so you're used to that. So I hadn't played a game where it was full free range motion in VR.
Yeah.
And have you
tried No Man's Sky yet in VR?
Yes, here's the thing. I tried it once, and I think because the clarity, like the screens themselves, something about whenever I warped in, or something about whenever I was flying, made me go, like I got motion.
Oh, really?
I haven't tried it in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what's got me most excited about the Quest is that full range motion. I'm like not being connected to anything because I bought Vader Immortal for my PlayStation. I have no problem buying it again for the VR if I don't have to because. There's a lot of parts in that game, which I was super impressed by, Vader Immortal, where you're actually traversing the world.
Right,
like,
right.
Parts where you like, climb up and you're actually moving on stuff. And it just, for $200, it looks better than the PSVR.
Mm-hmm.
Fully, completely. I'm pretty sure we can get gameplay clips from it. So that might be something we do.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Might do the... Not the mixed reality, because my computer won't do that. But probably get some goofy clips of me.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That'd be fun. Yeah. Yeah. That would be fun. So me, I've been kind of grinding away at Call of Duty. I'll admit, this time around, the grind isn't as fun. And it's not because of the game at all. It's just that I guess I've already reached that mountaintop. With season one, I already got to 100.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, I love how you knew what I... Mountaintop! Well, hold on a second. What is that from?
It's the unrated version of Hancock.
Oh, yeah.
Mountaintop! Mountaintop! And then there's like a bright light and she's like up against the wall like... Anyways.
Jesus.
I'm still loving Outbreak, and right now I think the biggest thing that I'm looking forward to is to just get more information. Like, I get that they want to drip feed us information or whatever, but, like, what I don't like is that, like, there are so many people out there who are, like, digging through the files, and so they're getting all this information. They're leaking all the information. And so, like, I'm almost to the point where it's like, okay, Treyarch, can you just show us, please? Like, I want to see it for real. So, for instance, one of the things that's been teased is a remake of Transit. they've seen the files for it. They have, you know, there's a good chance that it'll be an outbreak map, so we actually get to, you know, open world version of it. I'm assuming without all the fog or whatever, because
that would,
the whole reason for the fog was that they couldn't process everything fast enough, so they made it specifically to slow you down. And then the denizens as well, obviously, they made it to slow you down so that they could process things fast enough.
Well, the moment you said transit coming, like the rumor of transit coming back, I went, ooh, because that's a hot topic for zombies fans. They're like, but that would make sense, transit in the outbreak setting.
Like, in the outbreak setting, like, if that's true and that's what they're going to have, and if they keep the bus in just as, you know, something that just goes around in a circle.
That was my favorite part of transit, was that tight quarters, like, just fucking, it's very much...
If you literally took out the fog and everything, it's a solid map or whatever, but it's just the fog kills it for everybody. So if they can do an outbreak version of transit, you know, I think just because of modern technology, they'd have to make it maybe a little bit bigger. But how hard would it be to make the road just a little bit longer between the diner and the bus station? You know, it wouldn't be that hard to do that physically. And then obviously hide some little things here and there as well, like some new buildings that we've never seen or whatever. Because there's actually, I don't know if you knew this, but there's actually Nocturne and Toten inside transit. It's like in the corn maze, you have to like go a specific way or whatever, but you can actually find Nocturne and Toten in there. So but yeah, like I keep hearing rumors about that. I keep hearing rumors about the new events for Warzone. So Warzone is going to be, right now they're having like an extraction event, and then they're going to have a nuke event, and then they're going to have a pandemic event. Now, the right now, what's so frustrating is they have the outbreak event, obviously, for outbreak mode and Warzone. Basically, you have to kill a certain amount of zombies and headshot them and kill them with vehicles, yada, 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 yada. But the problem is that the zombies are only in one part of the map.
Yeah.
So everybody's going there. And it really, like, I'm not the person to just bang my head up against the fucking wall just to get this pistol.
Yeah.
You know? I got the sniper rifle, because that one was the one that was for Outbreak or whatever. But yeah, it's like, if the zombies were everywhere, I could see it just being a fun little distraction or something. So the Outbreak mode sounds like... it's going to be something way different. I'm not even sure if it's going to be like a battle royale. It almost sounds like it's going to be its own game mode, which if so, then, you know, thank God. On top of that, we still have the rumors of there being a Warzone map with all the fire team maps molded together. I like the fire team maps, especially since I've been playing the shit out of them on Outbreak. So I really like the maps, and to see them as one big map would be really, really cool. So,
yeah,
I don't know. Like, right now we're in such a weird spot because it's just like nothing's really happening, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, I want stuff to happen. Go ahead.
I'm almost in a nostalgic kind of Call of Duty mood, like hearing you talk about all that stuff. And I don't know what it is about Cold War. I really, really don't, because there are certain Call of Duties where I feel like they have the special sauce, the special Call of Duty sauce.
Yeah.
Like, for example, Modern Warfare came out. I wanted to play Modern Warfare. Like, it was one of those. I can remember the most time I spent as an adult, because I didn't have internet. I didn't have internet, like, growing up where I lived. So, like, Modern Warfare 2, COD 4, like, I didn't play online ever because I had fucking HughesNet. That's all we could get. So, like, I can remember when Black Ops 3 came out, like, we had moved into our first place with me and my wife, my girlfriend at the time. And Black Ops 3 had come out, and I would play Black Ops 3 every single morning for like 2 or 3 hours every single morning. And you've got certain Call of Duties which are like that. And I feel like Black Ops 2 is kind of in that way, but I know for sure it's like Black Ops 3 for me. And then even Modern Warfare. So Cold War, I don't know what it is. It just doesn't have its which I feel like it would. And maybe if I played the campaign, it would.
Yeah, right.
Because that's usually what happens. But like, I have an itch to play Black Ops 3 just because, like, that's the last good, I feel like, legitimate future Black Ops. But I also had a thought when you're talking about that. When was the last time, if they ever did, remake WMD? This would be for Black Ops. Black Ops 1. It's Black Ops 1 map. Look it up.
Sounds familiar.
Because we've gotten Summit multiple times.
It's a map?
Yes, it's a map in Black Ops 1. Because you were talking about maps and you had said something. I was like, I was like, man, I really wish they would remake that. And I have a feeling that's probably going to come in one of the seasons because I don't feel like they've remade that recently, and that's a perfect map. Like, I know love
Summit has been all but confirmed. Fireteam.
I don't fucking care about Summit. Yeah. Summit. The worst these fucking troll players get as the years go on, the worse those maps get. Like that whole like middle tunnel in fucking Summit, I'm just like, oh my god, it's so frustrating, so fucking frustrating. Mm-hmm. At least there's no advanced movement this time. It was real bad in Black Ops 4. I did not like it.
Mm-hmm.
But we should be getting jungle too, I would assume.
I'm not sure about that one, but yeah. I mean, we already have enough jungle maps. I would doubt they would do another one because it seems like they keep them pretty tweet. Very tweet.
Yeah.
I am getting more and more excited for It Takes Two. So far, all the coverage I've seen about it, and then obviously like the kind of funny people talking about it. Like Greg did a preview with, apparently he has a roommate who works for GameStop or whatever, GameSpot. And so they play through it together or whatever. And so far, I've heard nothing but bad or nothing. God dang it! I've heard really nothing but good game. Things.
I've heard nothing but bad things.
Nothing but bad.
I'm really
things.
Excited.
It's horrible. I can't wait. But no, I've heard nothing but good things. And so, not only that, but it's about a husband and a wife. And so it's like, oh, this is gonna be a perfect game for me and Ashley or whatever. We're gonna play through it, and it's gonna be awesome. So, or even my work wife, Knight.
That's what Chelsea's called me that before. It's like, is that your girlfriend? I was like, yeah.
Maybe you should be more emotionally available, huh?
All right, now it's time for a music break.
I'm the decider. I'll decide when it's time for music break. Okay, we'll be right back. And I can't stop now because it's do or die. Big prank in the checklist. Better check this out when I break this. I got the hip hop
hands on the guest list. Wrong with the pressure, vision protected. Lord. So, well, I mean, I guess we don't have to talk about it the whole time, but we're basically 2 weeks away, if not a week away, from the Snyder Cut coming out.
Oh, God.
What do you think this does?
Not a damn thing. A couple of nerds on the internet are going to get all hot and bothered. And then, you know, Saturday will happen.
I think that, for me, I think this is going to have implications, but it's going to be for years to come. And in a good way.
Okay.
So because of the fact that Snyder did this for free, he didn't get paid for this whatsoever.
I don't know. I doubt that.
No, he didn't. He did not get paid for this.
Really?
No, because he didn't get paid. But also, and he even said it in he made a statement about it. He was like, that gave me a lot more bargaining power, which I think for me, the way I kind of put this in my head is he did this for free and kind of went like, hey, don't pay me. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do my vision. I think that. Very well, like I think Dave Filoni, like what Dave Filoni is doing for Star Wars, I think will put him in a position where he's going to be head of Lucasfilm at some point.
Yeah.
I feel like if he wants to do it, DC would be smart in hiring him as far as an executive status of someone who is in charge of the content, because it's incredible. I didn't know how much he had planned out for the Snyderverse, what most people are calling is Snyderverse.
Right.
Like he had a lot of plans and ideas for like Justice League 2 and 3. And so, I mean, he has a lot of these that are full fledged out. And I fucking saw something the other day that made me mad. Ben Affleck made a statement with Joe Manganiello about how for the Batman movie, he wanted to have an Arkham origin style fight scene with him and Deathstroke. And I'm like, oh, that would have been so fucking cool. But yeah, I think the Snyder Cut's going to be a big thing in just in terms of numbers. I think as far as people tuning in, how much money will we probably flooded HBO Max for people to get this 4-hour fucking cut of Justice League, right. Which, and it may be just because since I didn't see Justice League, I'm in the ballpark where I'm super fucking stoked for this, but
yeah, true.
My whole thing is I'm wondering what this does for that universe. Cause DC still obviously wants to do something.
Yeah.
But what is that going to be? Because we can clearly see what Marvel's doing, and what Marvel's doing is working. So, you know, at least as far as what we're seeing the start of Phase 4 be, and kind of, you know, we can see their plans of we did Infinity Saga. Now we're going with Multiverse. So what is DC going to do to fix the broken ass universe they tried to create?
Well, that's... That continues to be what's so confusing about the DCEU, is that the DCEU is a fan-made thing. The DCEU doesn't technically exist. Like, when it comes to DC, they don't really acknowledge the fact
they don't, as a DCEU movie, yeah, they don't do that.
And even this new Snyder Cut says that it won't be canon, so it's like, what... So even though you,
see, like, that's weird. Why? That's
exactly
weird.
That's what makes this so goddamn. Look this up,
because that's weird.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I saw that. And I'm like, okay. So it's not canon. So this is literally just a pet project, and I think that's why it's going to be so weird. You know, it's like, okay, there are going to be tons of people out there, and maybe rightfully so. You know, I'm not going to deny that. Rightfully so, we'll say that this is the better version, and yeah, probably. There's probably a very good chance that this is going to be the better version. But well, what does that matter? Like,
here's the thing. Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, the ultimate cut, is the true version of that movie.
True.
It is so odd and so, like, as far as a filmmaker goes, how this was able to happen. There are parts of that movie that make so much more sense that you don't realize they cut a lot of scenes out of the theatrical cut. That helped to make that story. Like, there's a whole the biggest one that most people will say is the fucking backstory about this whistleblower situation with Superman, as far as him killing people. Like, that you don't get that from the theatrical cut at all. You see these guys following this one woman around that was in the courtroom, but there's an entire story to that. So yeah, that is frustrating, especially the fact that it is not canon, because this feels like this is going to be the true version of what, you know, the kind of culmination of the movies we've gotten so far. I think at some point I'm going to have to watch the Whedon version of Justice League.
Right. Well, I have a really good idea. Because they're both on HBO Max. So you have never seen the original of Justice League. So correct. We're going to watch the Justice League. No, you know, extended or DC or not DC, Snyder Cut. We're going to watch that. Do a review on that. And then both of us will watch the other one. So you will watch the other version of the Justice League, and I will watch the other version of Batman vs. Superman, because I've never seen that. So we've both haven't seen a version. So let's watch the other version. And then we'll have a whole thing about coaches. Like, Coach has already come on board for the Snyder Cut review, so we're going to do a discussion with him.
Okay.
So, yeah. So we already have that plan inside. So it's happening.
I don't like where that's inside.
It's
yeah,
happening. No. It's happening. Yeah, the sucky thing is that there's just so much not happening. Like, even right now, I'm kind of scrolling through Twitter, and
Water.
I mean, there's plenty, like, okay, Mario Kart players are hitting themselves with blue shells in a challenge called Blue Yourself. Okay, whatever. WandaVision head writer Jack insists the show's Mistifo red herring were unintentional. Okay. Yeah, that was one thing that I always thought was really weird, is that they were really clearly showing that the head guy, I can't remember his name now, the head guy Hayward. Of S.W.O.R.D., they were clearly, like, setting him up to be, like, the main villain, but the main villain as in he was, like, pulling the strings or whatever, or at least in my eyes, but then he just ended up being an asshole, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's weird. Then we had Genshin Impact. Oh, hey, there's going to be a console version of Rust, which I'm sure will be freaking horrible. I don't know how that game's going to be good on console, honestly. I've never played it, but, like, any game where there's just a lot of intricacies and building is the primary thing. Not a lot of them do that great on the consoles. Haley Bennett is going to be Lilith for the live-action Borderlands.
Did you see the casting of Kruger?
Kruger. Who's Kruger?
Maybe not. He's like that head psycho.
Oh, okay. No, I haven't seen that.
I'm trying to let me see who that was. Borderlands. I'm on the Twitter as well.
So, I mean, my point is that I'm kind of scrolling through this. Yeah, there's some, like, cool stories, but nothing's, like, really sticking out to me. Like, oh, my God. We have to talk about this thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this, you know what I mean? It's just a weird week. Like, there's even, like, hey, Resident Evil Infinite Darkness, it got a new poster. It looks really cool, and I'm definitely gonna be, you know, be excited for it. I wonder if there's even any new trailers we could talk about. We're gonna go to YouTube. We're doing it live. I'm gonna go to YouTube.
Doing it live.
Movie.
Oh, the Krieg. Krieg is the name of the character. He's the guy who played in Creed 2, the Drago's son.
Mm, yeah, that guy.
I didn't see Creed 2, so.
Yeah.
Me neither. He didn't either. Cool.
No. Yeah, even here.
We,
like,
did a reaction to the Mortal Kombat trailer, didn't we?
We did, I think.
Okay.
Either way, it's been so long. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, other than, like I said, off camera, other than talking about a couple of the dumbass controversies or whatever, which this week seemed a bit heavy.
There's a new Batman trailer.
Freaking out or whatever. Really? What?
There's a new The Batman trailer. Wait, hold on.
Are you sure it's real? Like,
That's what I'm checking to see, because it said it was posted 6 hours ago. Okay, no, it's not. It's a concept.
I hate those. Let's talk about that for a second, huh?
Still fucking Tom Foolery.
I don't know why people do that. Like, now, I like the ones that call it a concept trailer. Like, I appreciate that. But there are some that say exclusive, you know.
Well, it had the fucking WB logo on it. It's like, what?
Right?
Yeah. I did remember something, though. I watched a movie last night.
Ooh.
Do you remember that movie, The Dead Don't Die?
I want to say it has Bill Murray, correct?
Bill Murray and Adam Driver.
Yeah.
What a weird fucking movie, man. Yeah. What a weird fucking movie. It's a farce. It's definitely a farcical movie.
Right.
I don't know if it's worth a watch. There are some chuckle moments, but it's mostly like, what the fuck am I watching right now?
Yeah.
A
lot of people thought it was going to be a zombie movie and then ended up not being like, I haven't seen it.
It's a zombie farce movie. Like,
yeah.
It's got Tilda Swinton in it, who is very odd. And it's like, when I say it's a farce, there's a part where Adam Driver's character, the whole movie, is basically like, I've got a bad feeling about, he doesn't actually say that, which would be cool if he did, Star Wars wise. It's like, it's going to end badly. He keeps saying that throughout the whole movie. And Bill Murray, there's a part at the very end where they're in the cop car together, surrounded by zombies. And it's not in a dramatic setting. Like, the tone of the movie is not zombie dread. It's so odd. It's definitely, the tone of it is farcical. But he was like, Ronnie, I gotta ask, why do you keep saying that? How did you know that? And he straight up goes, well, he gave me the script. I read the script. It's like, he just gave me our scenes. And it's like, yeah, I read the whole script. And it's like, it's so meta, but you don't know if it's trying to be meta until, like, when I saw that, I was like, oh, okay, it is. But, like, so many strange castings, too. Selena Gomez is in it. Iggy Pop is in it. Like, Iggy Pop is one of the zombies that comes out. And the movie, I think the funniest part about it is so trying to send a message because it keeps bringing up the Earth's axis tilting from polar ice fracking. Like, they bring that up so many fucking times. But I think it's in the trailer. There's a really funny clip whenever Tilda Swinton, she was asking for Adam Driver's car keys and he hands them to her, and on the keychain is a Star Destroyer. And she was like, Star Wars, it's like, it's a great, you know, great piece of fiction. He goes, yeah, well, you know. It's like it was a funny, cheeky moment. That's probably the only time I really, really laughed. But it's on HBO Max, so it's kind of one of those if you're curious. But it's an odd one.
Yeah, I ended up watching Monster Hunter finally.
Oh yes,
yeah, it was talking good.
About that travesty.
It was just good, dumb fun. You know what I mean? Like there wasn't something like so overtly wrong with it. You know, I definitely don't think it's a train wreck or anything like that. You know, my biggest complaint about the movie is that it just ends. It literally just ends. And like I told you this off camera before, it's like there's sequel baiting and then there's what this fucking movie does. So I'm just going to spoil it for everybody. It's obviously not a huge spoiler, but you know, just so you know. I'm going to spoil it for you right now. So at the very end, the whole like objective.
It was all a dream.
Yeah, exactly. The whole objective of Mila Jovovich's character is to basically get home. She gets teleported to another world. And so she just wants to get home. That's the whole thing of the movie. So they finally get there. They get to this like tower. This dragon comes out. They start fighting it. The dragon goes into the real world. There's this actually really cool scene where it's like taking down these giant helicopters, and then there's these Humvees and tanks, and they're trying to take it down, and they're just not doing it. And of course, Mila Jovovich goes up with two little daggers, and she's like, you know, like Drax. And somehow fucking defeats it, but yeah, okay.
Little jabs, little jabs, little jabs, little jabs. So see, that's why I went like, okay, first off, clip this out, please. Someone clip this fucking out. I just saw the delay in the Twitch stream. You went ka 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 ka. I went ka 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 ka. They're knives, people, not dicks.
Yeah, knives are dicks that hurt people. Anyways, what the fuck was I saying?
You're talking about little stabby stabs.
Oh yeah, so she somehow takes it out. So that was supposed to be like the big end boss or whatever. So then Ron Perlman, which of course he has like a fucking mane, like a lion for some fucking reason. But anyways, Ron Perlman comes through the toilet porter and the one Bach man comes through and they look back towards the portal and like, that tower, it's open. It's going to keep the portal open between our worlds. We have to shut it down. And they're like, yeah. And then this giant black dragon comes through the portal. And then they do like an impression of the Marvel moment from Age of Ultron where, you know, all the superheroes jump and they're kind of lined up in the camera shot or whatever. They do a moment like that. And then it fucking ends. It fucking ends there. They're like, hey, that tower where there's a fucking portal that between our worlds, we should probably go take care of that. And then they leap towards a black dragon and then it ends. It just fucking ends there. Like, there's one thing to sequel bait. Like, every Marvel movie is guilty of it. Every single one. Not a single Marvel movie is its own movie. There's always something that's teasing the next movie. Okay? But it's like that end scene in The Amazing Spider-Man 2 where he does that really cool move and hits Rhino. And that scene is literally in the trailer. Do you know what scene I'm talking about?
Yeah. Whenever they're having the fight, and
the thing is, the very end
of the fucking movie.
The difference is that's not sequel baiting, okay? Because that was part of his arc. He basically was like, you know, my girlfriend died and I'm really sad and I don't want to be Spider-Man anymore. And then that moment is him becoming Spider-Man, not just becoming Spider-Man to save the day, but becoming Spider-Man, what it really means to be Spider-Man. And so it ends on that shot because it's like he's embracing himself. It actually means something. Is it frustrating that it ended right in the middle of a fight? Yeah, sort of. I'm not going to deny that. But there was, it makes sense.
There was a lead up to it.
Yeah, it makes sense in the context of the movie. But in this movie, they're literally like, hey, we still have an objective to continue or to finish our thing. But no, you're going to have to buy that as DLC or something. I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, and shout out to poor Paul Giamatti, honestly, because like that poor guy, like they made him look like shit far as Rhino goes, like that, and they probably had plans for him to be in Sinister Six, and then that's not gonna happen. But that was speaking of actors you don't think about a lot until you see him. Steve Buscemi, he was also in that The Dead Don't Die. And he was oh my god!
Hello, this young movie, kids. Or hello, well, fellow no, young.
Yeah, hello, hello, fellow youngsters. He basically plays a Make America Great Again farmer, and he has a hat that says something about Make America White Again, or makes it's something very blatant. Yeah. And they kind of lead him up in the beginning of him being an asshole just in general, and he's an asshole at this diner, and the. Did you see Death at a Funeral?
No. I mean, which one?
the American version.
I think I've seen... Yeah, I think I've seen
pretty
it.
Sure
it's been a while.
Okay, the grandpa that was in the wheelchair that shit on the guy's hand. I think that's Donald Glover, right? Or Danny Glover?
Sure.
Anyway, he's this guy that works at the hardware store, and he's you know sitting next to him, and they're like, do you want to take your coffee cup to go to see Buscemi? He goes... He was like, no. He's like... It's too black. And then he like stops when he's counting his money and looks over and he goes, Danny Glover. And he's like, I mean, it's too strong. And it's like, so on the nose. I'm like, what the fuck am I watching? But I was like, oh yeah, that's Steve Buscemi being kind of a fucking dickhead. But I'm excited, honestly, to see what's going to happen with the multiverse split up. Cause one thing going back to WandaVision, that I had seen. You remember how we were talking about her, like, oh no, she did unleash some kind of being because there's a second version of her in the back room.
Right.
Someone pointed out that that's very similar to Doctor Strange because that's what he would do. Like he was sleeping there and he was astral projecting himself.
True.
So it wasn't necessarily like, oh, it's the Scarlet Witch being. She was astral projecting herself to learn all this information. And I really hope we actually get a really good detailed story as far as Doctor Strange goes, because people are bringing up, like, I'd seen a video where they were like, I don't think most people realize what Doctor Strange has done, and bring up how many times he died to Dormammu, and then in Infinity War when he went all the possibilities, he lived through every single one of those 14 million and so it's like, this guy is something is wrong as far as like he has gotten damaged. Like he's probably the most damaged. So I don't know. I'm not going to go into Doctor Strange with any expectations at all.
Yeah.
I almost don't want to watch a trailer for it because I'm going to, but
right. But like, you don't want to.
there's so many things that they can do with that, opening up the multiverse and actually saying multiverse, like,
and actually meaning it this time. I think it's so fucking annoying how much they are teasing the multiverse. Because they first teased it, obviously, in Far From Home. Yeah. And then they're teasing it again with Evan Peters and just the whole concept of WandaVision.
And
in
they
general.
Casted the original actors from the original Spider-Man movies.
Mm-hmm. Well, supposedly. See, they keep trying to act Alfred like Maloney. They didn't. No. I'm like, eh.
Well, no. Like, Jamie Foxx and Alfred Maloney, that is a confirmed casting.
Right.
They're still being coy on Garfield and Maguire, which I think they have to be. But come the fuck on. We're going to get that.
Yeah. Just, But, my point being is that they're just teasing it too much to the degree that it's just ridiculous now. Like... I feel like everybody and their sister was like, when they did the whole multiverse thing in Homecoming, we were excited. We're like, okay, this opens up so many possibilities, you know, and it...
Are you talking about with Simmons at the end when you say multiverse?
No. I'm just talking about that Mysterio is supposedly from an alternate universe, and this universe is the 616 universe. Oh my god, you apparently need to rewatch it because
that's, I do. Well,
that's a
I've been wanting
conversation
to,
in the but, middle of the movie.
Yeah, but isn't that? I thought that was a fake out though. I didn't think.
Yes,
that's
my point. Is that they keep teasing
you,
it?
Got you. Okay.
They keep teasing it. They keep telling us about it, or they keep alluding to it in so many different
casting
ways.
J.K. Simmons at the end.
Yeah,
like,
and
to
then
be
casting
fucking J. Jonah.
Yeah, and then casting him is just so. It's like, okay, you're admitting like the existence of it, but you're also not, and it's just like there's one thing to have fan service, but there's another thing to cast certain people's or have people talk about a multiverse and then not fulfill that promise, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, because it ends up being like, oh, it ends up being like in The Incredibles where it's just like, oh yeah, I was wronged. And so now I'm coming back and whatever. Like, I don't know. Just whatever. Okay. I mean, that's it. That's fucking it for now. I mean, I don't want to go for too much longer because I feel like we're kind of grinding it right now.
Yeah, we're definitely like, we're
grinding it.
Yeah.
We're grinding it.
We're playing with our hands.
Can I just say...
Is that what you wanted to say?
Yeah, that's all. Okay. That is all, at least for this week. We will be back next week. Similar time.
similar place.
Similar place. Maybe we'll plan a little bit more next time.
And we'll be back from outer space.
Yeah, okay. All right, guys. So thank you guys so much for joining us on this Nick and Nate show. Once again, the challenge is out there. I have... $1 million in my bank account for the first person to find a Nick and Nate show that is more Nick and Nate than the Nick and Nate show. First person to do that gets $1 million. Okay?
There can be only one.
So, until that happens, I was Nick.
And I was Nate.
And you guys have a great day.